Hello and welcome back. Today we are on Lent 22, and today is Saturday, March the 14th, and we continue in Ephesians chapter 2, today just looking at two verses. I'll try to keep this short. I know the last couple days have been a little bit longer. And these two verses say, "For by grace you have been saved through faith, and this is not your own doing. It is the gift of God, not the results of works, so that no one may boast." Well, this is probably one of the most famous phrases from Ephesians that Martin Luther used in his explanation of justification. Justification by grace on account of faith in Jesus Christ. That is what justification is. When we think about what grace is, it is unmerited. It is something that's undeserved. And so Martin Luther often talked about the language of making sure that we're not doing works righteousness. And what that means is that we're not trying to do things so that we are saved. We are saved because of God's grace. And that's not anything that we can, there's not anything that we can do to change that or to alter that. That is how God expresses love to us. And that's a beautiful thing when you really think about it. And it is truly, as Paul says, it is a gift from God. And it's one of those gifts that just keeps on giving. So the second part of this text is kind of what I was just talking about, is that, you know, it's not anything that we can do that will alter or change how God loves us. And even, you know, when we try to boast about things that we do, you know, it's one thing to do something because you feel like it's the right thing to do. And it's another thing to boast about something that you've done in order to receive some sort of compliment or receive some sort of recognition for that. And so Paul is very mindful in a lot of his writings to make sure that when we are doing things that are good, that we don't do them for our sake. We're not doing it because it makes me feel good. I do it as an act or in response to what God has already done for me. And that's what then allows us to fully embrace God's grace and how we then are called to share that grace with others. And sometimes that's not an easy thing to do. You know, it's very easy to get to volunteer for too much. And I know that feeling all too well. You know, I've had to learn that I can't do everything by myself and that sometimes I have to say no to certain things. But the things that I do, you know, I do them as an act of love or as because I'm passionate about certain things, you know. And I share them with our congregation, obviously, from time to time in sermons or whatever to use as an example of things, but not in an effort to you know, to toot my own horn, so to speak. You know, an example of that is, you know, recently I shared that I've been starting to read over with some students over at Ruth Barron, one of the elementary schools that we serve here in our at our church through our backpack ministry. And, you know, and many of you probably already know this, but, you know, part of the reason why I was really passionate about volunteering at a school is because I used to be a teacher. And not only that, even more so, I mean, I'll tell you even a little bit more personally, when I was younger in elementary school, I struggled with reading myself. And I was a very slow reader and, you know, didn't take a science class until I was in seventh grade because they would always pull me out of science class in elementary in order to get caught up on my reading. And so I'm real passionate about helping kids to read and to help them understand what they're seeing on the page because, you know, then they they don't have to miss those opportunities like I did. And so that's what drives me to help these children. And certainly not in the effort, you know, to see how many things I can put on my plate, and not in an effort to be boastful in any way. I mean, I share this with you only so that I can give you an example of what Paul's talking about here. But my passion for children is what drives me to do that, and because I truly believe that children are our future, and we have to invest in our children for our society and for our world. So anyway, so I just thought I'd share that with you. Let us pray. Humble us, gracious God, that we might exalt in your goodness. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.